Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GAIL (India) Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivekanand from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema. Good evening, everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome all the participants and the management of GAIL (India) Limited, led by Shri Rakesh Kumar Jain, Director of Finance, along with other senior executives. On behalf of Ambit Capital, it's a pleasure for us to receive all of you this evening. I would now like to request Shri Rakesh Kumar Jain to give you his initial comments, and then we can move on to the Q&A. Over to you, Rakesh, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Vivekanand from Ambit Capital. My colleagues sitting with me here in our boardroom, my dear friends from investors and analysts community, a very good afternoon and warm welcome to GAIL's earnings call for Q1 2024. At the outset, I thank you all for attending this earnings call. I am pleased to share with you that GAIL received GAIL comments from CAG with respect to financial statements for financial year 2022-23, which is 14th year in a row. Further, our GAIL Vijaipur unit received 18th Cost Excellence Award, first position in manufacturing sector, public medium category from the Institute of Cost Accountants of India. Also, by acquisition of JBF Petrochemicals Limited, it has successfully become wholly owned subsidiary with effect from 1st June 2023, and the name has been changed to M/s GAIL Mangalore Petrochemicals Limited. That GAIL has seen a very challenging business environment in previous quarters of financial year 2022-23 for reasons explained to you during various calls and communications. The stress seems to be easing, and going forward, we expect a favorable outlook and better business prospects. GAIL's results for quarter ended 30th June 2023 have been declared today, and physical performance in gas marketing, gas transmission, petrochemicals, and LHC segments has improved in Q1 financial year 2024 as compared to previous quarter. Gross turnover for the quarter stood at rupees 32,138 crore, PBT stood at 1,889 crore, an increase of 220% over the previous quarter, PAT at rupees 1,412 crore, an increase of 134% over previous quarter. On a consolidated basis, GAIL clocked a turnover of rupees 32,755 crore in Q1 financial year 2024 versus rupees 33,086 crore in previous year, down by 1%. PBT is up by 231% to rupees 2,283 crore, and PAT is up by 150% to rupees 1,793 crore. The CapEx for Q1 financial year 2024 is approximately rupees 2,400 crore, and this is on pipelines. To be specific, 967 crore on pipelines, petrochemical approximate 530 crore, CGD approximate 69 crore, operational CapEx 135 crore, equity contributions to JBF and others 660 crore, etc. The company has also embarked upon alternative energy like green hydrogen, renewable energy, and biofuel projects, which are of national importance and would provide a transition to sustainable future. Now, I would like to share the performance highlights of Q1 2024. Financial highlights: GAIL's turnover stood at rupees 32,138 crore in Q1 financial year 2024, Q1 24 as against rupees 32,684 crore in Q4 financial year 23. There is marginal decrease of 2% due to natural gas pricing being settling down. Profit before tax during the quarter increased to rupees 1,889 crore as against rupees 591 crore in Q4 financial year 23, up by 220%, mainly due to better performance by our gas marketing segment on account of increase in gas marketing spread, decrease in inventory loss, increased tariff realization in gas transmission, along with better performance of petrochemical and LHC segments. The PAT during the quarter increased to rupees 1,412 crore as against rupees 604 crore in Q4 of financial year 2023, up by 134%, mainly for the reasons explained above. Now I come back to the physical performance for the current quarter versus previous quarter. Physical numbers for our business segment during the quarter are as under. Gas marketing volume increased to 98.84 MMSCMD in current quarter as against 96.46 MMSCMD in previous quarter. The increase in volume is mainly due to increase in RLNG sales on account of relaxation in downstream cuts on resumption of SMTS supply and offset with decrease in overseas volume. Natural gas transmission volume increased by 8.1 MMSCMD to 116.33 MMSCMD in current quarter as against 108.23 MMSCMD in previous quarter. The capacity utilization is 56% during the Q1 24. The increase in transmission volume is attributed to increase in RLNG sales on account of relaxation in downstream cut on resumption of SMTS supply. Polymer production increased to 164 TMT as against 147 TMT in last quarter. The plant load was ramped up post resumption of supplies by SMTS. Capacity utilization was 82% for the quarter. LHC production increased to 243 TMT as against 232 TMT in previous quarter. The capacity utilization was 69%. LPG transmission stood at 1073 TMT as against 1079 TMT in previous quarter on account of Jamnagar Loni LPG pipeline capacity augmentation by 750 TMT. Total LPG transmission capacity increased from 3830 TMT to 4580 TMT and capacity utilization was 94% during the quarter. Now with respect to consolidated financials for Q1 as compared to Q4 financial year 23, the consolidated turnover in current quarter stood at rupees 32,755 crore as against 33,086 crore in Q4 financial year 23, marginally down by 1%. The PBT in current quarter is rupees 2283 crore as against 689 crore in Q4 financial year 23, up by 231%. PAT is rupees 1792 crores versus 634 crores in Q4 financial year 23, up by 183%. Now coming back to GAIL CGD, GAIL is having infrastructure of 154 CNG stations and approximate 270,000 DPNG connections during the current quarter. During the current quarter, one new CNG station and approximate 7,000 new DPNG connections were added. The physical volume is 0.3 MMSCMD during the quarter. In the next 2 years, GAIL targets to add over 100 new CNG stations and 2 lakh new DPNG connections. Now coming back to our wholly owned subsidiary, GAIL Gas Limited, during the current quarter, gross turnover stood at rupees 2192 crores as against rupees 2522 crores in Q4 financial year 23. Decrease of 13% and this mainly on account of decrease in natural gas prices and bulk trading quantity. PBT stood at rupees 102 crore as against rupees 90 crore in Q4 financial year 23, increase of 13%. PAT stood at rupees 76 crore as against rupees 67 crore in Q4 financial year 23, increase of 13%. The physical volume during the quarter remained flat at around 5.26 MMSCMD. During the current quarter, 1,600 new DPNG connections were added. GAIL Gas, along with its JV subsidiary, has infrastructure of 870,000 DPNG connections and 456 CNG stations. Another subsidiary company, Bengal Gas Limited, as on 30th June 2023, Bengal Gas Company Limited is having 12 CNG stations, 213 kilometer pipeline and 8,000 domestic PNG connections infrastructure made available. During the quarter, current quarter, two new CNG stations and 22 kilometer pipeline was added. Now coming back to the project performance, Mumbai-Nagpur-Jharsuguda pipeline, this pipeline total length of, pipeline is total length of 1755 kilometers. Activities are moving in full swing and Mumbai-Nagpur section of length 698 kilometers is expected to be completed by December 23. Regarding Jagdishpur-Haldia-Bokaro-Dhamra pipeline, 2550 kilometers out of total pipeline length of 3293 kilometers have been commissioned and remaining part is expected to be progressively completed by June 24. Srikakulam to Angul Mail pipeline of length 423 kilometers is likely to be completed by December 23. PNGRB has authorized to GAIL on 11th July 23 to lay the Gurdaspur Jammu natural gas pipeline having length of 160 kilometers within 36 months. Regarding Dhamra Haldia pipeline, length of 253 kilometers, Odisha portion of length around 150 kilometers expected to be completed by December 23. Baroni Guwahati pipeline, 363 kilometer section out of 717 kilometers has been commissioned. Balance portion is expected to be commissioned, completed by October 23. Now let me give you some outlook about our various segments. This outlook is short to medium term. In respect of natural gas transmission, company has implemented integrated tariff with effect from 1/4/2023. Post implementation of integrated tariff of rupees 58.61 per MMBTU, the transmission revenue have seen an upside of approximate 660 crore in Q1 financial year 24, and this increase is expected further increase with the volume ramp up, which is expected to grow by 6-7% from existing level of 116 MMSCMD. Let me tell you once again, currently we are flowing around 116 MMSCMD volume and it is expected to grow by 6-7%. Increase in transmission volume from 116 MMSCMD to 123. We expect by the end of this financial year, we will be reaching transmission volume at the level of 123 MMSCMD. Further, during next 2-3 years, there will be increase in transmission volume by around 50 MMSCMD. That means we are expecting the transmission volume will be somewhere around 138 to 140 MMSCMD. Further, the company has submitted a representation for review of the moderation done by PNGRB in the tariff order as integrated tariff of 68.55 was submitted to the regulator against this tariff of 58.61 per MMBTU was approved. You may recall that GAIL submitted tariff of 68.55 and regulator approved 58.61, and the major reduction regulator has done on account of fuel cost, which is ₹5.76, and you know they consider the fuel cost at the rate of $3.61 and that price does not exist. So there are some more parameters, but this is significant parameter that I thought that bring to your notice, and we expect that tariff will be increased, and ₹5.76 was on the date of issue of order. On NPV basis, it will further increase. Gas marketing for financial year 22-23 has witnessed challenges in profitability of gas marketing segment, and various mitigation efforts were put in place. Despite all challenges, GAIL was able to clock gas marketing profit of 3,000 crore during financial year 22-23. Global gas market is settling down as many of the negatives such as elevated spot price, shortfall, geopolitical situation is improving. This is visible from the volume ramp-up in domestic consumption. Let me remind you that during the analyst call we had in Mumbai at the end of the financial year in May 2023, we said that we expect to earn marketing margin of approximate 3500 crore rupees, and today we maintain the same, that at least we will earn marketing margin of rupees 3500 crore in financial year 23-24 as informed earlier. And this is also evident and supported by the fact that during the current quarter, that is Q1 FY24, we earn marketing margin of approximate 1000 crore rupees. GAIL is planning to source long-term natural gas supplies approximate to the tune of 7 to 8 MMTPA from sources in a staggered manner by 2030, and do not intend to depend on one country for more than 1 to 2 MMTPA of volume. This will help to protect from sudden shocks like steep hike in spot prices, SMTS supply disruption we had. Polymer production stood at 164 TMT as against 147 TMT in last quarter. The production has increased on account of plant being operated at higher load. Further, during the year 23-24, it is expected that we will test the nameplate capacity of around 810,000 metric ton. Liquid hydrocarbon production stood at 243 TMT in Q1 financial year 24, and during the year production is estimated at same previous level production. Also, to protect the margin in LHC segment, GAIL is effectively involved in hedging of LPG prices. I beg pardon. That's all from my side regarding the overview of performance of various segments and projects progress. The management of the company is available, and we'll be glad to clarify on any questions that you may have. Over to you, Mr. Vivekanand. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Amit Rustagi from UBS. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for this wonderful performance on the transmission and other segments. Sir, I have two questions. One is, can we assume in the transmission segment that the revenue we have earned on 116 MMCMD volume, this kind of revenue run rate will be maintained even in the Q2 to Q4? And can we analyze this revenue and it is adding towards 10,000 crore plus on an annualized basis?
Second question?
And the second question is, can you give us a breakup of the transmission cost? Because in this quarter also we have witnessed a higher transmission cost. So can you give us a breakup, like how much was the fuel cost and how much was the normal expenses in this quarter on the transmission side?
Okay. With respect to your first question, we expect that this transmission revenues not only to be maintained but to further increase, and your expectation of 10,000 crore we are likely to achieve.
Okay.
And with respect to transportation costs,
yeah,
as we said in an annual earning call, that we were carrying costly gas, that is the $40 per MMBTU, which we purchased sometime in last quarter of calendar year 23, in order to meet the immediate reduction in the allocation which we had. So that is one impact which we had during this quarter. And if you want the amount, we can also share. That is one impact we are having. That is around 66. What is that?
172 crore rupees we have booked extra cost during this quarter, which is no more going to exist in coming quarters.
Okay.
Second, we also made a provision of around 60 crore on account of one arbitration case company had. So that is another one of in this segment. So around 233 crore to be precise is one off or costly gas which we don't see in coming quarters.
Okay. Sir, can you give us like an annual run rate, because there has been a significant increase in revenues. However, there has been a significant increase in cost even if I adjust this 233 crore. So, for example, like I am assuming 1.5 MMCMD gas consumption in the transmission segment at a cost of around $12 per MMBTU. Will that be a correct estimate for the fuel and power cost or the compression cost in this segment?
Yeah, for the reduction in the allocation of OPM gas, the $12 or sub $12 will be the cost which we are likely to be booked to our fuel to our compressors.
Okay, sir, got it. So just one question more on the city gas distribution. So are we looking to monetize any of our city gas distribution assets? Because we are seeing a significant amount of profitability coming from, you know, MNGL, even our GAIL gas is doing well. So what is the plan on outlook on monetization of any of the entities in the city gas distribution?
Okay, one is our wholly owned subsidiary. Certainly that call we can take and we are evaluating. Another is a joint venture. So two promoters have to sit together and take a call. Nevertheless, we are reviewing and considering the same for monetization, so that evaluation part or the examination part is in hand.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Got it. Sir, thanks a lot for this. I'll come in the queue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on the strong set of numbers. I just had a couple of questions. One is, with respect to the trading segment, sir, is do you now have any volumes available for overseas sale to take advantage of the arbitrage? And basing it on the fact that, you know, now with the Gazprom new subsidiary, I presume all of the lost volumes are now actually flowing through into our company, all the 8.5, 9 MMSCMD. So are there any volumes available for hedging or for, opportunistic sales outside the country?
Whatever volume we have from overseas, we have intent to bring all the volumes to India. So, therefore, in terms of the availability of volume, certainly we don't envisage any trading of volumes in international market except what we have done in past for the current year and next year. And but this when I'm making this statement, this does not mean that we will not do it. But if in case some arbitrage is available, we find that we can take the advantage of the situation. Certainly, U.S. volume being flexible volume will continue to do that. But in terms of requirement, there is no extra, additional, or we have any surplus volume available, which we think that we will not bring to India. We intend to bring 100% volume to India.
So no such sales actually happened in Q1, sir. Is my understanding correct?
We have not done any trading specifically. As I said, whatever contracts we did in past in terms of swaps and all that, those are continuing. And we have not done any specific cargo trading in Q1.
Right. One housekeeping question, sir. You spoke about the capex that has been done in 1Q of around 2,400 crores. I just wanted to get a sense of what FY24 capex guidance is for the overall year.
We intend to spend around 9,000 to 10,000 crore as a capex during current financial year.
So would it be possible to break it down on segments? Is there any change from the presentation what we made?
The specific figure, nikal lo. I'm coming to the specific, not yearly, quick Q1 ka hai. Year ka nikalo. I'm coming to the specific figures. We intend to invest around 5,000 crore rupees on pipelines, 1,400 crore rupees on petrochemicals, and operational capex in the same range, then equity around 1,000 crore rupees, and there are ENP around 300 crore rupees, and city gas distribution around 200 crore rupees. This is around 9,100 crore rupees we are estimating as of now.
Understood.
Sorry, let me correct you. Let me give you a revised figure. This is not. Let me come back again. So what I said about pipeline crore rupees and petrochemical around 3,000 crore rupees. Inadvertently, I told you the figure of 22-23. So pipeline 4,000 crore rupees, petrochemical around 3,000 or to be specific 3,200 crore rupees. And we also intend to incur operational capex 700 crore rupees, and then CGD 200 crore rupees, and then equity contribution, substantial equity contribution is there during this year around 3,500 crore rupees. As you know that we have acquired JBF Petrochemicals already, we have paid 2,100 crore rupees as equity contributions. So this is what we planned for the 23-24.
All right, sir. I'll come back if I have more questions. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Abhishek Megam from VNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So first question is on the petrochemical loss. So my understanding is, I mean, if I look at your volumes, you are now operating almost close to, 80% or so utilization. The loss has reduced on a QOQ basis, but, it still remains. So if you could just, give us some clarity on what is happening there. So that's my first question.
Unfortunately, the petrochemical prices in international market has come down significantly. Even if you compare with Q4 last year, it has come down by 8,000 rupees. And if you compare with the whole year, it has further come down. And that's what is hurting us. Still we are able to reduce the loss, we are not only able to recover variable cost, but also to some extent the fixed cost part of it. And as we produce more, because Q1 we did not produce to the capacity, we will further able to recover our fixed cost. And second, this is the history. But future, what we expect that since there has been significant drop in the LNG prices, we are capable of sourcing the better gas at a better price. So therefore, this segment significant improvement as we close the year. But it is actually difficult to give me a precise figure. Say will be better off than Q1 24.
Fair enough. So that's very helpful. And the second question from me is on the tariff revision. So, as you mentioned that PNGRB allowed a lower tariff and they took into consideration lower fuel costs, and you were trying to, tell them to come up with a more realistic tariff number. So is it possible for you to sort of, give us a sense of the timing when this further revision could come through? I know this is tough because it's really with PNGRB, but any clarity will be very helpful.
Actually, the moment the tariff order was issued, within the timeline, we made our submissions to PNGRB. They heard us once, and they now put the date for, hearing us again in November. Of course, they have given a very delayed date. So we have action in hand. We'll go them and expedite that date to the earlier date, because the sooner they do, it will helpful from the customer's point of view, because the tariff is calculated on DCF basis. The delay will means GAIL will get its share, but customer will get loaded because of the net present value of the money. So we are concerned also from customer point of view. We will get the money maybe by November, but if not by November, certainly we should get by the end of this financial year. But as you already said, it's difficult because it's the regulator's job when they take up it. Our job is only to expedite, and which we are doing.
Sure, so that's very helpful. Thank you so much. That's it from me for now.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions. One is on the volume side. This 116 MMSCMD volume has been one of the highest. Can you just give some kind of guidance or the colors and where we can see this volume? Because there has a couple of auctions happened in the domestic side, particularly MJ, where the volume is still ramping up. And what do you expect this by the end of this financial year, the volume can be for the transmission segment? That's the question number one, sir.
So, as I said in my opening remarks, currently we are transmitting 116, and by the end of the year, I said, and your question is, we will expect to reach by 123 MMSCMD.
This growth is coming from which segment?
Yeah. So growth will come because, as you know, that we were not running Pata plant to its full capacity. We expect 1.5 MMSCMD to come from there.
Sure.
And when I said 116, it does not include the volumes of HURL, Barauni and Sindri, which they were in shutdown for past 1 week. So they take 4 MMSCMD. RCF Thal was drawing almost 1 MMSCMD less. And restoration of Dadri Panipat pipeline, as you must have gone through the papers, the news, that there is a disruption in supply through Dadri Panipat line. So almost 4 million volume has gone there. And increase in uptake by CGD. As you know that CGD is our growing business. So these are the areas we expect the volume will come, but there will be one negative. Currently NTPC is taking almost 5 MMSCMD of volume because of the seasonal demand of power. So that will go down. If you net off all these things, we'll reach more than 123.
Got it. So second question is on Dabhol. The breakwater facilities were supposed to be completed. So do we expect it to be completed by this year and the next year? We may not required to use the huge or the bubble will be available throughout the monsoon?
That's what we are expecting. This weather should be the last weather where we are not having breakwater and not able to run at full capacity. And from next year onwards, after this monsoon, we'll be able to run at full capacity.
Sir, approximately how many cargoes you shipped from in the monsoon from Dabhol to Dahej?
Can you tell?
And an average 4 cargoes per month.
That will be almost around 12 to 16 cargoes in that monsoon period?
During this monsoon period.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Sabri Hazarika, MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I have two questions. The first one is, in your petrochemical, the gas cost or the fixed cost something, I mean, that is, the run rate is quite high. So was there this costly cargo being like put in petrochemical also, or is it just a normal line of business? What could be the average LNG price for the petchem segment in Q1?
Average LNG price which we have consumed?
Yeah.
So we have used LNG or gas at an average price of $13 per MMBTU.
Okay, so that is for the petchem.
Yeah.
Okay, so and you expect this to go down going ahead?
Certainly, market has gone down. Why we will be putting higher cost gas to petrochemical?
Right, sir. And so second question is a conceptual question regarding the hydrogen blending that you are doing. So this blending of hydrogen that happens in CGD network, so this is again extracted somewhere or it is consumed in the PNG connections directly?
We are injecting this hydrogen, the grey hydrogen, not the green hydrogen,
yeah,
to our one of the CGD's pipeline, Avantika Gas Indore. We experimented by 2% injection by volume and increased it to 5%, and it is in PNG which is largely being used.
Right, but it is burned as a fuel only. It's nothing like, not a transportation as such of hydrogen.
No, actually, there is a challenge to use hydrogen beyond a certain point in CNG.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Sanat Kumar, Value Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thank you for providing me this opportunity. I have two small questions. One is, currently GAIL is getting revenue from 5 of their blocks. What is your projection of adding
in more blocks? I'm not able to hear you. Can you come up loudly?
Okay, just a minute, sir. Just a minute.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes, very well.
Okay, so I have two small questions. Thank you for providing me the opportunity. Question number one is related to your exploration and production business. So currently you are getting revenue from 5 blocks. So what is the projection for addition of revenues from, you know, E&P going forward? That's one question. The other question is related to the cost escalation in your petrochemical project, which is somewhere around approximately increase of 4,000 crores. So what is the reason for such an escalation? So these are my two questions.
Yeah, first question, the E&P revenues, we expect largely to revenue remain in the same range which we have today.
Okay, so you're not expecting any additional blocks coming online for production and sales?
No.
Okay.
And with respect to cost escalation, you know, the most of the orders for the PDH-PPV processed during the Ukraine war, and there at that point of time there was a lot of hike in the steel prices in particular. That is one region. And second region is there after selection of licensor, you know, we do detailed engineering. And then detailed engineering suggested some more items or some more quantity which we are required to procure. And these are the major regions which actually resulted into estimated increase in capex. That's all.
Okay, so there is an additional cost which will be incurred on some external equipment that is, you know, coming because of the detailed feasibility report.
There are some.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, you said $13 per MMBTU was the gas cost for the petrochemical unit, and you also mentioned that the gas cost will come down. Then at what gas cost do you expect the petrochemical unit will come back to the EBITDA level profit? And what is the current utilization rates of petrochemical unit in a July 1? And have you planned any maintenance shutdown for the petrochemical units going forward?
So your first question, at what level we will be at EBIT level in profit? Can you give me the price, which price will be prevailing throughout the year? Because it all depends on the price of polymer. So at current prices, if you ask me specific, around right. $10 plus is the break-even price for petrochemical. And below that, we will be having profit. And second, the July onwards, certainly we have ramped up our plant and we will be at normal capacity.
Okay, no maintenance shutdown plan for the next few months.
No, we don't, and we say any, because we had lot of opportunity when we were not using our plant, so we could carry out all those maintenance during that.
Okay, my second question is, sir, the commissioning of the Dhamra LNG terminal. So, is that the correct understanding? Your gas requirement for the compressors of the transmission pipeline has come down because the Dhamra LNG terminal has commissioned?
Actually, our gas, the gas compressor fuel requirement remains almost in same range. There was a time we consumed a little bit more, but it is not going to go down. it will remain in the same range.
And what is the current share of APM gas in that total gas requirement for the compressor?
0.4. Abhi currently allocation is 0.4.
Okay, so it has come down from 0.6 to 0.4. And do you expect that will continue? 0.4 and CND?
It will further go down.
Okay, thanks for us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Raj Gandhi from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks a lot for the opportunity. So here, there was a fair bit of difference between your integrated tariff and the unified tariff which came up, and there was some 10-12% differential there. So how should we read through on this differential?
The differential was in quarter one of this financial year, and which we have also disclosed in our accounts. Now PNGRB has revised the unified tariff upward. So that differential is, we have started recovering. And by the end of this financial year, there should not be any outstanding. If I understood your question correctly, this is the answer.
The integrated tariff which PNGRB passed the order, you know, then subsequently that unified tariff came in 12% higher, and then it's been further revised upward. So I'm just wondering on the bridge between the integrated tariff and the unified tariff. Because we, that zonal volume distribution is fairly different. So, you know, the aggregate average tariff under unified tariff comes much higher than the integrated tariff. And ideally, it is supposed to be similar to integrated tariff, right? I presume. So I'm just trying to understand the bridge between the two.
Ideally, what you are telling may be ideal only, because regulation provides for distribution of revenue entitlement into zonals with the based on formula. And the risk fall change in volumes remains with the transporter. Sometimes that may be helpful to or allow to recover a bit higher, or sometime it may be same, or sometime it may be nearer to that, a little lower. So ideally, yes, but ideally volume does not flow in the same way the zonal distribution is done, because that is done on estimation basis.
Sure. And is there a true up of the same, whether you over recover, under recover on this count?
That risk of zonal distribution remains with the transporter.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Ladies, the next question is from the line of Mr. Aditya Suresh from Macquarie Group. Please go ahead, sir.
So thank you for the opportunity. First of your CapEx plans, now in terms of the petrochemical business, we've been EBIT loss making here for the past several quarters now. What sort of return on capital employed targets are you looking at while you're allocating a very large part of your CapEx towards petrochemicals? I guess the concern really is that you're spending so much on chemicals, but this is going to further dilute your group strength. So maybe some thoughts on that first.
New plant, new investment we are doing petrochemical, probably whatever we have incurred, I think that should not be, we are not in a position to discuss that, but whatever new capex we are incurring on PDHPP, we are meeting our hurdle rate and even beyond that. So we are hopeful that we'll be able to earn that.
Any specific targets you can share, sir, like in terms of any specific return targets or under what margin assumptions you may be able to meet those numbers?
I think specific, let us not discuss, but we can, I can at the moment say that we are able to meet our hurdle rate based on our analysis, even with the revised cost.
And then the second question is on gas transmission. So there are clearly quite a few moving parts here on your tariff and your OPEX. I was wondering if you can give any guidance on EBITDA per SCM. Is that possible at all for you?
No, he is asking EBITDA per SCM, not the revenue per SCM. I will come back, actually. This data will certainly be able to give you. But let me give one statement. You should be encouraged by the performance of this transmission segment, and this segment is going to give you significant part of revenue and profit going forward, right from now.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Somai from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
This is Vishnu from Spark Capital. Sir, if I heard you right, sir, you mentioned 135 to 140 MMSCMD in the next few years. Is that right? And which, is this driven by the supply increase or you're seeing some real demand that is coming from certain sectors? If you could just help us understand where do you see this growth coming from?
So let us start from 116, which we are transmitting today. I said that by the end of this year, we'll reach 123. And also I provided breakup, but for the benefit of everybody, let me reiterate once again. Currently, we are consuming almost 1.5 MMSCMD less at our petrochemical plants. So once we are on full steam, which we are on today, we'll increase 1.5 MMSCMD. Currently, HUR Barodi and Sindri, which takes 4 MMSCMD volume not going, that will be added. RCF Thal, 1 MMSCMD. Restoration of Dadri Panipat pipeline, the incident which happened very recently, will be added to this 116.4 MMSCMD. And CGD, as you know, or ever-growing business, at least 1 MMSCMD will come from there. There will be one minus NTPC because of seasonal demand. Currently drawing, say, 5 MMSCMD will come down. So this will make more than 123. And what we expect in coming 2 to 3 years, at least 3 to 4 MMSCMD will come from CGD business again because CGD will have continuous increase of demand. IGGL, 2 MMSCMD will come. Of course, it will come progressively, maybe by 2035, but it will start from 25-26. Refinery NRL, which will take around 2 MMSCMD, will start from 1, will reach to 2. And then major chunk will come from IOCL refineries, Paradeep 3.8, Haldia 1.2, Barauni 1.5, Guwahati, say half a million, and Bongaigaon by 0.7. So these are the areas which will provide us another at least 15 MMSCMD of volume and will take us through 138 to 140.
So this you see in by calendar year 25 we'll get there or?
So I told you 23, 24 we will be ending up by 123 and in another 1 to 2 years from there we'll reach 140.
Understood, sir. Sir, on the gas transmission business, if you could just give us the volume that you're currently utilizing, I mean, in terms of the gas utilization, which are you using for the transmission? Is it 1.27, 1.3? What is the number now?
If you ask me, the average consumption in fuel is around 1.35 to 1.4.
1.35 to 1.4, of which 0.4 is domestic. Rest is priced at $14 this quarter.
Not 14, the domestic basically around $12 because we can source from domestic source as well as the ability to have LNG around that price.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Kirtan Mehta from Bob Capital Market. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir, for giving this opportunity. On the, we are envisaging 135 to 140 MMSCMD volume in next 2 to 3 years. So what would be the pipeline utilization at that point? We are currently at 56%. How would the pipeline utilization change in anticipation of the new pipeline which are coming through? And second related question was in terms of what is the current ROC that we can earn based on the tariff formula at 56% utilization and how would that change in next 2 to 3 years time frame?
Let us not be specific. You can work out what ROC we are earning because you know capital employed and all the profitability level. But with respect to your question on capacity utilization, actually from here on we will have two more pipelines which will be commissioned. One is Mumbai-Nagpur and another is Srikakulam-Ongole, which will add to our capacity of 20 MMSCMD. And I am telling that we will be reaching around 140. So on an estimated basis, we will be around 60% capacity utilization.
Thank you, sir. One more question was about the Bangalore Kochi pipeline. Could you give us the latest update in terms of the last mile that is remaining to be completed? When is now it's targeted to be completed?
Target date, do you have target date? Let me find out the target date. I think it is next year, October or November next year. But I will give you the exact timeline which we have given to ourselves. And the work is in progress. The issue was ROU. We are aligning some of the portion of that pipeline along the roads and some through fields. So we are using the hybrid approach to come over the situation of ROU. Exact timeline I will give, but certainly before the end of next calendar year, maybe around October, November, I will find out and you can check offline.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Rakeshji. Thanks for taking my question. So I specifically wanted to drill a little bit deeper on cost or gas costs within the gas transmission business. If you can, you know, there's something which I just wanted to understand a bit better. If you could explain last year the average pricing of gas, because it is, you know, a lot changed by the quarter, allocation was taken away, etc., etc. So the average dollar per MMBTU price that we paid for the gas consumed within the gas transmission business, and for the 1.4 MMSCMD, you said that there is about 0.4, which we are still getting from domestic, obviously, that will also be taken away in the coming quarters. The remaining one, how much flexibility do we have to shift between spot, long-term, as well as the domestic HPHT gas? You know, so those are the two parts of the question. One is the average cost of the gas that we consumed through the year last fiscal, and what did we do for this particular quarter to get an understanding of how much change will be on a YOY basis for FY23 versus FY22.
Vikas, thank you so much. But first answer to first question, let me try to give you if possible right now, or else we'll go offline. But Satish has just worked out. No, last year, not Q1. I will give you the just hold on. No, how can it be 6.8? $40 of cargo. We'll give you offline. But regarding our second question, ability to have the switchovers from the LNG to domestic. If you know the tariff order, you have seen the tariff order. Tariff order provides that the ceiling price is HPHT. Will try to source the gas from mostly from domestic source to meet the requirement of fuel in compressors. That's what is our challenge and target, and which we are continuously trying to do. And I will give you answer to your first question maybe today or maybe offline, right now or offline.
Okay, and you said that, did you mention that for this particular quarter, the blended cost for that 1.4 MMSCMD or so that you are using, how much is that for this particular quarter?
This I can give you. Aapke paas tha now? Quarter ka. This quarter, I think we have used more than $16. $16.6 around.
Yeah, because, you know, my guess is that your blended average cost for last year would not be so much higher as the one or two quarters of high gas for part of the volume kind of suggests, because there was still allocation for domestic gas for a large part of the year. Okay, so that is why, you know, versus 16, if we look at the current run rate versus the full average of last year, it would not be very different. That is what my guess is. But of course, I'd wait around to understand that clearly.
We'll work out and actually compare. Your guess may be correct. So this year, the cost quarter is only 16.6, but large part of this quarter, April and May, we use the carryover gas from last year. But it will go significantly down from Q2 onwards, but it certainly will not be less than $12-$13 average basis.
Okay. So basically, whatever is the gas cost part of that within the overall OPEX, that might fall from 16.16 to say 30 or so, which is, you know, about a 20% fall just in the gas cost part, right? The other parts would be largely stable, and unless and until your 0.4 MMSCMD allocation is also taken away, then gas cost will again possibly go up.
That is likely to go away.
Yeah. So that is actually one concern within the overall OPEX part and the overall profitability.
Because the average will not go up because even 0.4, the price we don't expect to go above 12. Rather, it will bring down on an average basis below 16 because the HPST price is going to go down. So it will go down, not go up.
Yeah. Sir, for this quarter, I understand, but whatever will be the QQ number, on that basis, it will obviously go up, right? Because this quarter, there is that $40 gas, the legacy of last year, which you're suffering from. But on an overall basis, the gas cost will definitely go up. Well, to
keep right, if you compare with last year, maybe, because I don't have data, but from Q1 24, it will go down because it cannot be 16 on an average basis.
Sure, sir. That's obvious. Okay. And then from Petchem, basically, this...
Vikas, hold on. You were asking about last year. So on ballpark basis, we last year had average of 12 plus.
Okay. So the last year full year average is about $12 to $13.
From that
perspective, the overall segment OPEX for this particular year, because of a very bloated up 1Q, could end up being flat to slightly higher versus last year, right?
Maybe. But okay, last year, significant. One cargo at $40 is a significant weighted average. But this year, either 12 or less than 12 remaining quarters. So the average should be around 12 to 30. Well, same as last year.
Yeah, so flattish versus last year. So there's not likely to be any OPEX saving versus last year in terms of the gas transmission segment,
right? If price remains around 12 to 13 and last year was 12 plus, so certainly what you are telling is correct.
And if that 0.4 MMSCMD goes away, then it could actually be higher than 13 also.
No, it will not be, na? Because that will source at 12 or less than 12, the average will not go up. Because the gas price will be 12 only, na?
But sir, in that case, your current average should be lower than 12. Because there is 0.4 of 1.4, which is a good, 30% coming at 6.5. And the remaining 70% you are saying is 12-30, right?
So the blended should be... Maybe, because we will give you detail, but actually that last year's carryover gas has increased the price significantly. But we'll share...
I am not talking about 1Q. I am saying in 2Q onwards, when you don't have that carryover problem, the 1 MMSCMD out of 1.4, is about $12 or lower, right? And the 0.4 is at 6.5. So the average cannot be higher than 12, right? It has to be lower.
It will be lower than 12 until the full gas allocation is taken out.
Okay, sir. And Petchem, sir, as myself stand right now, both for polymers and for the LNG that you're using, would all of that be giving you some kind of hope of break even in say 2Q, or we are close touch and go, or even 2Q is difficult? EBITDA level or EBIT level.
Vikas, you are talking of full year basis or Q2?
No, see, full year prices prediction will be very difficult, but obviously as current thing, from an Excel sheet perspective, we want to build and extrapolate the current situation. Are we near EBIT or EBITDA break even in Petchem if this situation continues?
In Q2, unless prices goes up, we don't expect to be break-even. We may near to be break-even, but unlikely to achieve break-even. Still a difference of $2 to $3. So we will be nearer to break even, but I cannot give you confirmation that will be break even.
So full year petchem profitability, unless prices move significantly favorably, is unlikely to be in the green.
Or input price goes down.
Whichever prices move favorably, either input or output.
So we actually, what happened in Q1, we didn't produce also because we were having inventory. So now that issue is not there. We are producing. So contribution towards fixed cost now is positive because we are producing at full level. So that issue is not there. Remaining year also, we are likely to produce at full level. And the prices have softened. So the Q1, we use the higher price gas. We'll use the lower price gas. At least these are the certainties. And therefore, we will be better off than Q1. And Q2, Q3 onwards, we see more margins towards fixed cost or maybe towards profit. But as you also said, it is difficult because unless we know the price certainty,
Thank you so much, Rakesh. Thanks for answering my questions.
Thank you, sir. We take the last question from the line of Mr. Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead, sir.
For the LPG segment, are we getting the full domestic gas, and what kind of a gas consumption can be there for the LPG currently?
For LPG, we are getting full domestic gas, and the allocation is around 1.75.
And we are getting this full number, right?
Yeah.
And sir, in a petchem, you mentioned that currently it at a price of around $10 per MMBTU of spot LNG, you will be break even, right? For in the petchem.
I have not told that 10 your LNG. I am telling 10 to $11 maybe delivered.
Delivered LNG.
So LNG have to be lower than 10.
Yeah, okay. So $10 to $11 delivered gas, you can be breaking one at in a petchem side. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, dear investors, and lot of questions we received. Hopefully, we were able to answer most of the questions. I know one or two questions we could not answer, and we'll be giving those answers offline. And thank you again for taking interest in GAIL. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Ambit Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.